Breaking news in the Diamondbacks clubhouse as we're apparently getting former 8-time All-Star Nolan Arenado from the St. Louis Cardinals. Where did this come from? And perhaps more importantly, what are we giving up? Find out right now on the T-Backs podcast.
Baseball is back.
Perdomo makes the play.
And a high fly ball. No doubt about this. Corbin Marte.
They're going to send them all the way around. Corbin Carroll with an inside the park answer back.
It's Alec Thomas from the Diamondbacks.
Former Major League Baseball player Luis Gonzalez.
I'm Torrey Lovello, and you're listening to the T-Backs podcast.
T-Backs podcast.
T-Backs podcast.
Arizona's number one baseball and beverage podcast.
Well, 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 we've got quite the breaking story on our hands as Katie Wu over at The Athletic breaks the story and breaks my internet connection that the D-backs are in, quote, serious discussions to acquire star infielder Nolan Arenado from the St. Louis Cardinals. And according to John Gamadoro, the two sides are in agreement with pitcher Jack Martinez, not Justin, Jack Martinez, an 8th-round pick from last summer's draft going the other way, with D-backs also receiving cash considerations. And yeah, literally as I'm recording this, the trade announcement's just gone up on the D-backs Twitter account. So, wow. Blockbuster news. And yeah, I'm sorry that this isn't coming out from the usual studio setup. I'm actually on the road for work at the moment, staying at my parents' house, hence the change in decor behind me. But wow, that's an incredible move, if you ask me. Now, I know that Arenado isn't the league leader at the hot corner that he used to be, but this is still a big get after the Snakes missed out on Alex Bregman. That's 6 gold gloves, projected 15 home runs, and an above-average batting and elite defense, coming into a third base slot that previously was up for grabs between 3 guys with less than 3 years of MLB experience combined total between them. Now, no disrespect to Blaze Alexander or Jordan Lawler or Tim Talbot, but that is a huge upgrade to get Nolan Arenado. Yes, I understand that there are concerns about him coming into his age 35 season. Will he stay fit? Does he still have a major league season left in him after a career low in WAR, an RBI, and batting average? But think back to when we signed Evan Longoria, for example. It was a very similar story. Everybody knew his best days were behind him, and yeah, we weren't expecting much. But you got a really solid season out of him, and he's the lead-by-example clubhouse guy, led us to a World Series in the end. Arenado is that kind of player, and to me, he would be a great addition to just any team, but bringing him in on what apparently is a very cheap contract to basically play third base for 1, maybe 2 seasons, that's an absolute no-brainer of an addition that we've managed to make. Don't get me wrong, he's still likely to be perhaps more costly than we'd hoped. The Cards are obviously in full salary dump mode there. Wilson Contreras, Sonny Gray already gone. Brendan Donovan is on the block. Arenado's contract was going to be worth $27 million next year and another $17 million the year after that. Though $5 million of that 2026 will be paid by the Rockies. And the reports are saying we're going to pay $5 million this year and $6 million next year. So for $11 million total, you've landed an 8-time All-Star. That's pretty good. Arenado also, as reports are saying, had a full no-trade clause, but clearly that's not been an issue. He's a guy who, if you look at the stats, has always played well at Chase Field. He's always done quite a lot of damage. The first reaction to the live tweet is the Amarillo Sod Poodles saying they were going to get on in the action, so I don't think we're going to see Arenado optioned down to them. That would be a huge move and obviously not going to happen, but hey, a bit random. I haven't got anything prepped for this. This is crazy. You're literally watching my live reaction to this right now. So, yeah, people are saying, yeah, Mike Hazen has very much fleeced them. Those cash considerations that we're receiving, also important. Yeah, like I say, D-backs pretty strapped for cash. As far as Ken Kendrick has made it clear, this was going to be a cutting salary kind of offseason. So getting, you know, somebody of Nolan Arenado's caliber, even if he's not, you know, all energy, full elite productivity on such a cheap deal is a really good move, and I'm really happy to see it. There's a couple of very bitter Dodgers fans in these comments as well. Blake Snell Enjoyer, I see you, saying you guys won't sniff October. Yeah, you're probably still right. I don't think this is a move that the Diamondbacks are making in the hopes of making a serious postseason push, but it's a move that, yeah, we're definitely making in the hopes of, you know, doing something this year. I think Arenado very much didn't want to be a Dodger, and wow, that's crazy. Although some people are saying cash considerations will dominate last year out of the pen. Yeah, that's important. We still haven't gone and signed any relievers, and that's the thing that we really, really needed to see out of this Diamondbacks team, and that's not happened yet. But, you know, I'm going to put aside my why haven't we signed Jalen Beeks, why haven't we signed Andrew Chafin, why haven't we signed Sir Anthony Dominguez. I'll put out that all out the window for us. We don't know how much those cast considerations are going to be. Maybe that's going to be enough to go and sign these guys. We just are in talks of the deals right now. Who knows what's going on behind the scenes at the Diamondbacks, because nobody certainly saw this one coming. But yeah, Nolan Arenado coming in, absolutely awesome. I'm going to pull up his baseball reference stats here and see what's going on. Nolan Arenado. Yes, so it was a bit of a career low last year. I think that was no secret. Most people in baseball were saying, hey, you know, Nolan Arenado struggled with injury, obviously. Only managed 107 games, 436 plate appearances, 401 at-bats. But 48 runs scored, 95 hits, 18 doubles, 1 triple, 12 home runs, 52 RBIs, and 3 stolen bases. He batted 237 with an OPB of 287, a slug of 377, an OPS of 666. Not going to get too alarmed about that, I'm not religious. But an OPS plus of just 87. And this obviously a season affected by injury. Season before, he had made 152 games, played and accumulated double the WAR. That WAR is then halved to 1.3 this year, which is a career low for him. You can't even point to his rookie season either, because he was seventh in Rookie of the Year voting in his rookie season way back in 2013 in Colorado. But that's crazy. That's absolutely crazy that this has come out of nowhere. You know, there's so much left to come here. He's from the Southwest. He's born in Newport Beach, California. But an 8-time All-Star, 10 times Golden Glove, 6 Platinum Gloves, 5 Silver Sluggers, 3 times National League home run leader, and a 2 times National League RBI leader. Maybe looking at, you know, focusing on making him more of an all-rounder. And maybe you will see sort of a change in how his development is going to look. He's going to represent Puerto Rico at the 2026 World Baseball Classic. But that's a huge move that I don't think anybody really saw coming. But my feed at the moment is absolutely freaking out. And, oh, wow, there we go. You get a double bit of live reaction for me, as the Diamondbacks also announce a signing of Jonathan Losiaga. I think I'm saying that right. Obviously, New York Yankees, sort of bridge closer. He's a pitcher who historically has had some concerns about health and consistency, but when he has been healthy, you look at his statistics, he's good as well. And that's a 5-pitch mix-up guy. Sinker, changeup, curve, cutter, and four-seam fastball, but mostly relying on that sinker. Entering his age 32 season, he pitched just under 30 innings last year to a 4.25 ERA, a K percentage of 18.5, and a K to BB of 11.1. So, yeah, that's looking pretty good. That sinker's sitting 63 percentile. You got secondary pitches, that curveball sitting in the 70th percentile. So that's pretty amazing that the D-backs have gone from missing out on Alec Bregman, and obviously he went and signed for the Cubs, and people are going, wow, that's really annoying that we've missed out on Alec Bregman, to, yeah, all of a sudden, Arenado through the door, Losiaga through the door, and all of a sudden things are perhaps starting to come together. This is, of course, with the news earlier in the week that Jake McCarthy had been traded to Colorado. We got Jordan Grosch back from that. He's a double-A level pitcher. exciting to see how the D-backs farm system stacks up when it comes to starting pitching. This year, it's going to be an absolutely stacked rotation in Reno. It's going to be an absolutely stacked rotation down in Amarillo as well, and Hillsborough and everywhere else. That's fine. Like, you've got guys like Dan Egan down there as well. But unless some of them can magically turn into, you know, an elite closer, I'm excited to see what happens with Jonathan Lociaga, where he goes to AAA to start the season, whether or not he's going in there or not to be, you know, straight into the bullpen. But yeah, that's pretty cool. But yeah, wow, Nolan Arenado through the door. Sorry if this seems a little more of a ramble than the usual podcast does, but I did not see this one coming. It's just coming up to 6 o'clock at night here in the UK. I was just finishing my dinner and I was feeding the cat at my parents' house, and all of a sudden my phone buzzes and Nolan Arenado has been announced as an Arizona Diamondback. That's, you know, incredible that nothing came out. But yeah, no, my initial reaction to that, if we'd been paying $22 million for Nolan Arenado, I'd have said that was an overpay. The bat has very much fallen off in St. Louis, but it's really interesting to see if he can do better than that at Chase Field. Chase Field's a much more suitable ballpark for him as a player. People are saying it's a good move for the Cardinals as well, regardless of the return. The trade's coming 2 years too late. Yeah, he has shown some consistent signs of decline, but you know, he is the defensive standard in baseball when it comes to defense. And ultimately, his like whiff percent, contact rate, K percentage are all still pretty elite as well. So there's all sorts all of a sudden now popping up. I've got things coming up on my feed now. Articles suggesting that Diamondbacks and Brewers are discussing a trade involving Freddy Peralta coming in. He's off the top of my head, final year deal of, I think, is he on a 5-year contract? I think so. I know he's a 2-time All-Star, but that's $25 million in free agency for a pitcher. So who are we giving up there? I'm not sure. The comments of that tweet have Ryan Nelson, Jordan Lawler brought up. I don't think there's any scenario in which we trade Ryan Nelson. Lawler, yeah, we don't really know. He's not going to get as many reps at third base now this season as he might have before we signed a Bregman, or now in this case an Arenado. But some people are saying he was probably going to see starting reps in center field. Now Jake McCarthy has departed. Alec Thomas is your only like everyday center fielder. Tim Towers seen some action there. The expectation is Blaze Alexander is going to start the season at third base. So if he's now going to move out to left field to cover for Lourdes Gurriel Jr., Arenado obviously is your starting third baseman. Domo at short, Cattell at second, and then presumably Pavin Smith is your first baseman. As far as that infield goes, that's pretty solid defensively. People are saying we swapped out the strategy a little bit after Christian Walker departed, whether Josh Naylor and Eugenio Suarez were going to be able to offer the kind of defensive value that Evan Longoria and then Christian Walker had at the two corner infield spots. I think bringing in Nolan Arenado says, actually, yeah, we're going to focus on, you know, shoring up that defense. I know Blaze's defense had improved dramatically from when we first saw him at second and at third 2 years ago to last year, but I've already repeated myself twice now, but I'm going to say it again. That's a bunch of Gold Glove standard defense coming in through the door for Nolan Arenado. So yeah, that's pretty awesome to see that come through the door, sort of out of nowhere. But yeah, it's Jack Martinez going the other way, not J-Mart, not Justin Martinez. You don't have to worry about the fact we've lost another potential bullpen guy. It kind of sucks to see his fellow Sun Devil, Jack Martinez, an Arizona State product, leave the team. But hey, you know, they can't all be elite. But yeah, drafted by Arizona in the 8th round of the draft last year, and he did not appear in a minor league baseball game last year. So we've essentially given up nothing. We're just going to pay a little bit of salary, and we're getting Nolan Arenado in return. He's a name that, you know, last year I mentioned maybe we should go and see about picking him up to play infield defense. As I'm seeing plenty of people reacting, saying, hey, yeah, Nolan Arenado is a guy I'd have loved to have seen But yeah, Sleeper Diamondback says, would love to see if the Diamondbacks could have landed Jojo Romero along with Nolan Arenado in a large deal. And yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know who would have gone the other way. The first comment to that is Arenado is washed. So we're giving up no value to begin with. So yeah. So that's kind of crazy. Yeah, Arenado waived the full no-trade clause to join Arizona as well. That's Katie Wu who broke the initial story there, coming in and saying that. So yeah, wow. Let's see what else is going on. Yeah. So a couple of notes on it. Yeah, that's very true. Alex Venus saying, yeah, Diamondbacks have signed a future Hall of Famer. I don't think, unless randomly he goes and wins a World Series for the Diamondbacks this year, which is very unlikely, that he would be a Hall of Famer entering the Hall of Fame as a Diamondback. Yeah, obviously, when you enter the Hall of Fame, you get to choose which team you want that represent. But it's very much, yeah, definitive answer to the question, who's going to start at third base this season, and very much frees up the option to utilize Blaze and Jordan Lawler in other ways. Arenado has also reportedly offered to play first in the past, so whether or not that could be a solution as well. If you put him at first on days when you want to give Jordan Lawler or Blaze Alexander reps at third base, that's good. You're of course picking up a guy 13 years of MLB experience. He's been compared to Brooks Robinson during his prime. Between 2015 and 2022, consistently barreled 30 to 42 home runs, but that's not the player you're getting. However, there's elite defense. People are saying that last season the Cardinals were willing to take on $15 to $20 million to get a deal done with Houston last offseason, but Arenado blocked the trade. The Cardinals this year are going to retain $24 million on trade and players they traded earlier this offseason, so they absolutely needed to get Arenado out the door. And this is interesting that this is happening a few days after the Diamondbacks very definitively took Ketel Marte off the trade block. So the 40-man spot was freed up by moving Jake McCarthy. We did kind of move Jake McCarthy to Colorado for almost nothing, but you know, he was out of minor league options and we needed to do something. But I think the understanding is if Cattell's off the block, now you can go and do something significant. And I think this is the sort of significant thing we're expecting. We'd sort of been loosely mentioned in connections with both Cody Bellinger and Kyle Tucker to maybe play in the center field spot, play left field. I think those are both unlikely. I think they're both similar to Bregman, way outside of our pay grade. So yeah, you'll expect to see Blaze or Lawler in the outfield a lot more than that. But we've got a guy who in the last 3 years has averaged 2.4 war per 162 games and an average of 18 home runs per season. But the time he missed was with a right shoulder sprain. So it's not like there's absolutely no chance of him ever being the player that he was for another year. Similar to when I talked about the Merrill Kelly re-signing, I think that this is with the idea that you understand that this is a player who's not their best, but is still something left to give. And you put it on a team-friendly deal that ultimately is all about wringing the last of the baseball out of somebody who's shown such incredible talent in the past. I think, yeah, there's no denying we could absolutely use a bounce-back season from Arenado's bat to really bolster the middle of that lineup. But yeah, he did struck out at a career low 11.2%. This is apparently excluding the 2020 season last season. And yeah, his 86.8 mile an hour exit velocity last season among the bottom 10% of the league, but still very good defensive war. Coming off a season, this was 6 defensive run saves and 3 outs above average, committing 5 errors, the fewest among the 18 third basemen with at least 750 innings. He's 8th on the active players leaderboard in both games played and in home runs, with teams he's been on making the postseason 4 times, but he has yet to reach the World Series. So, yeah, who knows? This is really a signing that's, you know, if it doesn't work out, well, we've had a go. We've not given up very much in return. If it's a signing that does work out, again, we've had a go, we've not given up very much in return, and you've got an absolutely quality player suddenly on the roster. One of the questions people are asking is, you know, why the Diamondbacks have traded for him despite recent struggles. I think, yeah, we're absolutely going to go and get, you know, what we can out of it. We're a team that we didn't, as some people are saying, we never fully closed up shop when they made trade deadline deals and Nathan Suarez. They were just, you know, sending out guys on expiring contracts. But yeah, making the decision to hold on to Cattell means that, yeah, we're absolutely going to try and contend there. We didn't have an obvious starting third baseman. Lawler can play there, but wasn't, that's not his natural spot. But now we can put in a 10 goal glover at the hot corner. And Perdomo, Carroll, and Marte at the top of the order is, you know, a great batting order to start with. Arenado probably going to find himself, you know, batting in the top five spots of that order. And he was clearly somebody the Cardinals wanted to get rid of. So who am I to complain if we're going to go and try and get the best value out of that we can? They want to get rid of him. We need a third baseman. It's a very cheap deal for a guy who's essentially going to cost us nothing next year. We're paying $5 million total salary next year, and all of that is going to be covered by the Colorado Rockies. So this is a guy who, age 35, so is still not completely over the hill, is going to play for the Diamondbacks essentially for free. There's no money coming out of Ken Kendrick's pocket this year for Nolan Arenado to be an Arizona Diamondback. And that, I think, is the key takeaway here. We're going to have a go. I'm excited. Plenty of fans are going to be excited. Nolan Arenado is an Arizona Diamondback. Thank you very much for listening to this slightly scrappier than usual T-Backs podcast. We are, of course, proud to be Arizona's number one baseball and beverage podcast, bringing you all the hottest Arizona Diamondbacks tea and talk from across the pond here in, well, it's just outside Cambridge instead of the usual London setting for the pod. Thank you very much for listening / watching wherever it is that you're tuning in from. We'll see you on the next one, which might end up being in 5 minutes' time when the Diamondbacks announce that all of a sudden we signed Kyle Tucker and we've signed Cody Bellinger and we signed Shohei Ohtani and we've signed Aaron Judge and we signed Babe Ruth. Who knows what the hell's going on in the Diamondbacks fandom at the moment? But, you know, if you're me, you're pretty damn excited. Again, thank you very much for listening and we'll see you on the next one. Goodbye.